नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय आज श्रील प्रभुपाद जी के जैसी आई एम हिंदी स्पीकिंग मैन सो आई फॉरगेट ऑल द टाइम दैट आई हैव टू स्पीक इंग्लिश एपियरेंस डे ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद आई हैव बीन आस्क्ड टू स्पीक आई हैव नो क्वालिफिकेशन बट कृष्ण श्रील प्रभुपाद विल guide me how what to speak actually when I was studying in my Sahitya Ratna degree in Hindi I read somewhere Guru Govind dono khade kaake lagu paaye Guru and Govind, both of them are standing before you. Whom you will worship first? Guru Govind, dono khade kaake lagu paaye. And that poet says, Balihari ja Guru ki Govindiyo bataye. It means, I will first pay obeisances to Guru because by his mercy, I could understand about Lord. So, in our parampara, we want to know about God. But how to know? When I was up to 40 years of age, I was not going to temple at all. My wife was going to temple, I was sitting in the car. She will go there, do some puja, because I was very offensive. I said, what type of the person, the pujari, he has two wives, he's eating all the time tobacco, and he is, I thought better not to go to temple. The Hanuman Mandir at my, very near to my residence. One day, I was in Khar Gymkhana. You know what we do in Gymkhana. I was playing cards. So my turn was over. And I read Times of India, full page advertisement. Hare Krishna Mandir is opening. So immediately I thought, let me see, what is this Hare Krishna? And I somehow or other reached there, but it was full. Only those people were allowed to come there who were having passes. And on the gate, one person was talking to another person. And that is the only thing, first time in my life, I have heard about spiritual life. The person, his name was Ram Tulsi. He was talking to somebody, and I was only listening. Because in bhakti, Navada Bhakti, Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishnu Vishmanam Padra Sevanam Varchanam Bandhan Dasya Sakyatme. Sarvanam. Srila Prabhupada Ji was listening his Guru Maharaj. In spite of the fact that the many people were going for Brijadham Parikrama. But Prabhupada said, I will not go. I want to listen. Most important thing is listening And that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in 18th chapter 68 and 69 verse, O Arjun, anybody who is talking about me to other devotees, that person is very dear to me, and nobody in the world is more dear to me to the person than the person who talks about me. So hearing is most important thing in our life for bhakti. Bhakti is not coming to temples asking something from the Lord. That is karma kanda, which we have been told all the time throughout our life, that all right, by our sadhus and mahatmas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. You do this thing, you'll get this. Dharma, puja, artha, so you'll earn money. Kama, so you can enjoy. But what is enjoyment? When Krishna says in Gita, dukhalaya shashvatam, the material world is a miserable place. It's not a place for gentlemen to live. It's only for place for the criminals who have come from the spiritual world, who have defied the order of the Lord, and they have come here to enjoy. But this material world is having seven types of miseries: jarma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, adidek, adhyatmik, and adimautik. Who can enjoy here? So, coming back to the Hare Krishna Mandir, 14th January 1978. The person was talking to the other person that in material world nobody is happy. I thought I'll ask this man question. Oh, this is the place, 5-star hotel, first class restaurant, you know, because inside the air-conditioned hall, Bajanti Mala was giving program. Patwari and Raj Narayan Patwari and Governor, they were the chief guest there. So I said, let me listen at least. First time in my life I have heard, otherwise I only talk. In lawyer's profession, that's the thing. You only talk. You earn money by earning that sense or nonsense. Because your hand is always in somebody's pocket. He was talking. That is material world. Nobody can be happy. Just like a fish can never be happy out of water. If you want to make fish happy, you have to put fish first in the water. In the same way, be our soul. And the soul can never be happy in material atmosphere, how much money you may earn. On the contrary, you will be more miserable. Recent American survey says that the per capita income has gone up, but the happiness has gone down. Because happiness has nothing to do with money. But foolishly, we have been taught like this. The total education which is given to us, the only purpose of that education is how to make economic development. And for that purpose, people are working throughout life like a donkey. And only aim of life is work, work, work. Earn money. Money, money. And enjoy like a dog in the street. This is the philosophy developing. There is no question of God. Practically, people are neglecting their family lives. They don't want to get even certain places married. Because it's a lot of responsibility. So this man says, was telling, just if you want to make fish happy, don't give fish facilities of eating, sleeping, all the things, nice thing outside. She is miserable. In the same way, our soul, Atma, can never be happy by having material things. How a soul which is spiritual will be happy in material thing? You cannot mix two things. Just like you cannot mix water and oil. If you want to, because once the soul is out of the body, we are dead. How to make soul happy? And he gave an example. People think people are happy. In America, he said, people have everything. You cannot dream the things which they have got. I know it. I have lived there. Are they happy? You know, if I have seen there, when the refrigerator is gone out of order, they don't give for repairing or television or anything. They throw it on the street. They are so rich. Are they happy? If they are happy, he was talking. If they are happy, then why 71% people have divorced in 3 years of marriage and 80% people take drugs? And 60% people have extramarital relationship and 60% girls are pregnant before marriage and 50% kids are practically criminal. And teenagers' problem, so many things. If happiness is there, then why all this is happening? Why? If money can bring happiness, why this is happening? So money cannot bring happiness. And thereafter, he was explaining more detail. He was just like giving Bhagavatam class. I just thought it. It's very simple. Actually, on that day I took decision that he said that if you want to be happy, connect your Atma with your Paramatma, and the only method for connecting Atma with Paramatma is chanting the holy name of Lord, which Srila Prabhupada has given. By chanting the holy name of Lord, you can solve all the problems of your life. I was really very much somehow or other convinced that what this man is talking, there is some truth in it. Same day, I became member. I took mala, started chanting. Next day, I call my friend, Sahadev Dasji, why don't you come? And thereafter, several other friends like Radha Krishna Prabhu and many my brothers and all that. Hundreds of people, actually. But I started chanting. Luckily, very important thing, I got association of Giriraj Maharaj. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was also there. I got association of Giriraj Maharaj. And there was something happened at that time. Actually, I am not a person who practices in criminal side. And 2nd June 1978, there was a heavy criminal case filed against ISKCON Bombay. And all 11 top people, most of them were Americans, they were all arrested. And I don't know anything about criminal law. At 12 o'clock at night, somebody came from the temple, I don't know. I said, this happened, everybody has been arrested. Please, can you help us? And I was surprised actually, that previously there were some lawyers who were doing work of purchasing of land and all that thing. But how, why they, because, but one thing is there, this was 4 or 5 months, and I was regularly going to temple, asking hundreds of questions, and meeting Giriraj Maharaj and Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all that thing. I was doing that at that time. So anyhow, that court case, it was a very heavy court case, somehow or other, I don't know anything about criminal law, but I somehow or other, God has given me intelligence how to get the things done. And I engaged 2 top lawyers of India, Marjuman Mistry and P.R. Vakil. They are top lawyers of India. And by that, engaging them, these devotees were released. Finally, we won the matter from the court. There's so many litigation, Juhu Temple. Overnight, they were demolishing certain things. They were demolishing at daytime. They demolished the wall of Juhu Temple. And at night time, in 8 o'clock, Giriraj Maharaj came to my residence and said, "You see, Mahaprabhu, tomorrow morning they will come and destroy everything there. And you tell what we should do." It's 8 o'clock of night. What? Something is to be done. Other tomorrow morning. Today they have only destroyed the door only, but tomorrow they will come and destroy everything there. So somehow or other, I know the lawyers. I phoned them and they say we will get injunction tonight. D.H. Mehta, an advocate, I phoned him. He came to Juhu Temple. Aditya Mataji was a steno. She took dictation, started typing. And at 12 o'clock night, we took a special appointment with the judge. And we have gone to his residence. And we told them that this has happened. And if we don't get this injunction, that's all. I don't want to go into the history of that. The topic is different and I don't know where I'm going. So, you know, finally it's all connected by Srila Prabhupada. Directly or indirectly. We got injunction. Again, we finally won the matter. Everything was. So, that association, because chanting is not the only thing which Srila Prabhupada has given us. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is there in Kali Santara Upanishad. But Srila Prabhupada has given us this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But together with this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, a second thing is important, that is association. And somehow or other, because if somebody thinks I can make a spiritual progress, it's difficult. Without association. I was lucky to get association of all practically, because I was coming to Juhu Temple for everything. Giriraj Maharaj phoning me every day, coming, either he will come for lunch or dinner or phoning, or says, this Maharaj has come, that Maharaj has come, you have to come and you have to do translation. Somehow or other, he kept me engaged. And by that method, you know, somehow or other, I developed some liking. I got, because of the court cases, so I thought it, that when I'm getting so much involved, when family members were very much against, it's a very good side of my spiritual life. Because I know, once Srila Prabhupada, I read in Lilamrita, he was not very happy with his wife. She wanted to get married, second wife. So his father He has not informed his father even. He was planning to do that. Somehow father came to know. And he asked, Abhay, what you are doing this? I have no objection if you want to get married. Because at that time it was not illegal to have another wife. What you are doing? He said, I want to make clear thing. Some people are very, very advanced in spiritual life. Because husband and wife, both of them are taking very keen interest in spiritual life. And in Mahabharata, it is said clearly that if husband and wife, both of them are, you know, going in that, just like these are two wheels of a cart, but if one is not very keen in that, and another person wants to go, so he, Srila Prabhupada wanted to take this thing seriously, spiritual life, and his wife was not interested. But his father told him, my dear son, remember one thing. If you get married with this another girl who is beautiful, you will not be in position to make spiritual progress. And the purpose of life is to make spiritual progress. If husband and wife, both of them are wonderfully working for spiritual life, it's not that, you see, we cannot make spiritual life progress. So the purpose of life is to make spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada immediately decided, okay, I'll not get married. It was so nice at that time. In 1922, he was actually Srila Prabhupada was at the movement with Mahatma Gandhi. He dropped his college degree. He says, I don't want to take the degree also. And he was completely with Mahatma Gandhi. But his friend, and he was not at all interested to meet any sadhu. It's all bogus. Because these sadhus have, most of the sadhu have cheated people. When I tell people, please get association of the devotees. From where to get association? Do you mean to say we should take association of all anybody who is suffering, putting saffron cloth? No proof, you should have desire in your heart that I want to have association and Lord will make arrangement. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya ajantishtati. He is sitting in our heart and yo yatha mam prapajante tamstam bhajamyam. According to desire of a person, Lord will make arrangement. Not only in this life, even in the after yamyam bapi swantat muttajyanti kalivam. At the time of death, whatever will be our desire, Lord will fulfill that desire even in the next life. So if we want to meet right person, because a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of Lord. If some rascal is coming to you and cheating you, you are rascal. Because without the permission of Lord, rascal cannot come to us. So you should have sincere desire and Lord will make arrangement. So association of the devotee is very, very important thing in life. And Srila Prabhupada, when he was in the, at that time, yeah, so his friend told him that please come, there is one very nice sadhu has come. And he was very close friend, said, okay, I'll come. And then he had darshan of Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, His Divine Grace. And he was listening, Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And the first he paid obeisances, and at that time Bhakti Siddhan told him that you young man preach message of Chaitanya to the English speaking people. He had argument with Srila Bhakti Siddhan, India is not, we haven't got freedom. Who is going to listen on all that? Then says, Krishna consciousness is the only most important thing in life. Actually, somebody told me in one, everything is heavy. Who is cleaning the stool house? Whether this sweeper or that sweeper, it is immaterial. Everything is getting rotten. Krishna consciousness, the only thing needed. And Srila Prabhupada said, I was defeated by my Guru Maharaj and I was very happy. He started working towards this direction. He was very successful in his... Actually, some astrologers told even that one day you will become like a Birla. You are so lucky. Your lines are so wonderful. But Krishna has some different line. Yeah, me anuhagrati. When I have a special mercy, Lord says, you will excuse me, I don't remember the sloka. But when I have a special mercy on some people, I take away everything. Because Lord wants to, when he has seen that this person is sincere in his spiritual life and he is getting involved in material thing, he will take away everything. People should not get afraid, oh, if I come in spiritual life, Lord will take away. He will give so much that you cannot understand. Prabhupada said, when I have very small family, but now I have family around the world. Previously, I was not having even 40 rupees when I was going to America. At that time, Prabhupada, in an interview, said, I have now 40 crores. When we give to Krishna, Krishna will give by 10 hands. Because actually, whatever we are earning, that is our prarabdha. And nobody can change the prarabdha. But Krishna, if we surrender to Krishna and we get the mercy of Krishna, then only we can make progress. Or what we want, Krishna may fulfill our desire. If it is in our interest, not like devtas. So Prabhupada, he started working harmonist paper. He was writing articles. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj is so pleased. He gave his standing instruction that whatever be written by Srila Prabhupada, he should be published. 1933, he took Diksha, 22, 33, 44, he opened Back to Godhead magazine, means he started, 55, he took Sannyas, 66, he has opened Hare Krishna, this is International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and 77, he left the world.
Srila Prabhupada, what he has given us.
Actually, after the, when I was busy in that court case and there was vacation, so immediately I thought, we won the matter here. So I thought, let me go out and see what these Hare Krishna people are doing before I get involved in this Hare Krishna. What is this Prabhupada movement? I was asking question. If you see, Prabhupada has done so much, but now he's no more. What will happen to this movement? This type of question I was asking to the senior people. So I said, before I get more involved in this movement, let me see what's happening around the world. So I traveled practically around the world. Actually, my bank balance at this time was about 8,000 rupees. And total money I spent on the ticket. Krishna is merciful. At that time, when, you know, I really wanted to take some decision in life. I was having 78, bank balance of 8,500. I purchased car. When Kirtanan Swami came to Khar, when we started our Khar center in 79, and he came in 80, and he got this Radha Vrindavan Natwar deities, and he asked me, you have to pay 10,000 rupees. I have actually 10,000 rupees in my locker. At that time, I paid that money to him. And I have gone to America. I have gone to New Vrindavan. I traveled. Thereafter, I was regularly going to New Vrindavan. And I was very much interested to talk to the people. Because ours is a preaching movement. And Srila Prabhupada, he has given us four very important things. Because of his purity, this movement, Hare Krishna movement, has spread over throughout the world. Because of his spiritual purity and character. One person who has spiritualized the total human society. Nobody has done the work which Srila Prabhupada has done. In Chicago, there was a conference on Bhagavad Gita. There was maybe big lectures were done, but how many people have changed the life of the people? One professor came from Berkeley University, and the lunch was at Christian Prabhu's residence. And we were invited there to attend lunch. So he was interviewing practically everybody, what you are doing, what all that. And afterwards, we asked him, what is your purpose of your visit to India? He says, your institution has applied for opening a chapter on Chaitanya philosophy in our Berkeley University. And I have come here to India to find out what is this Chaitanya movement before we give permission to you people to open your chapter. In our university, we have chapters of Muslim religion, Christian religion, Jews, they have got their chapters. People get degrees there. On particular religion, they go do studies. But I may tell you, when I have come here to make a study on your this Chaitanya, he might have used the word cult. I tell you, it's not people take degree here. You people, your way of life, Chaitanya philosophy, is way of life. And I'm very much impressed by that. Everybody I'm meeting, they are follower of Chaitanya. They are in a high position. Dr. Deshnaji Das, Mafu, Krishnachan Prabhu, Dr. Hasangadi, our Brismanu Prabhu, doctors of our Bhaktivedanta Hospital and several. This is way of life. And I'm very much impressed by your movement. It's not only people come here to take degree. I pass. Here everybody is applying in life. That's a very important thing, which I myself is very much impressed by that. Thereafter, when I was going to America very often, I must have gone 20 times or 30 times. When I was Palace of Gold, people were coming. Whatever Prabhupada has given, what plan he has. He, first of all, he convert what he has with him. When he has gone to Srimati Murarji, he was not having, he was crying before her. See the Abhacharan series. When Srimati Murarji told him that he said, I want to go to America. My Guru Maharaj told me to preach the message of Sanatana Dharma to the English speaking world. Srimati Maharaj said, you are too old and America is too cold. You will die. I will never ever allow my father like Mahatma Sadhu to go to America and die there. At that time, Prabhupada got up from his seat. He came to the door and he narrated, he said, practically he was crying. He said, my Guru Maharaj has asked me to go. I'm going to die here also. But at least if I go to America, I will feel happy that I have fulfilled the desire of my Guru Maharaj. Practically, he was crying. At that time, Srimati Murarji also started crying. Now, what Prabhupada said, very important. You have called me just now, father like Mahatma. Father is begging, please give me ticket. And Srimati Murarji was also crying. She called the captain, gave my special room to Maharaj and make all the arrangement. He had two heart attacks. Janamashti was celebrated in the plane, in the ship. He was not knowing where he is going to stay. Bauri, dirtiest place. I have seen all the places. And from there, he was going to Crompton Square Park. One fellow where he was staying. What type of atmosphere he was staying? But he has a vision. Crompton Square Park, he was doing 3 hours kirtan. He met hippies there. By the mercy of hippies, this Hare Krishna movement has spread over around the world, and we have got 700 temples now. These are hippies. Achyutananda, Brahmananda. They were dancing there. They may not be following even regulative principle when they were given initiation. But Prabhupada ji was so happy, they were dancing. That's why Prabhupada brought these dancing white elephant to India. And otherwise people in India, they were talking, they are CIA agent. British people came to India, they came by business and they ruled India. Now these guys have come in the form of religion and they will take over India. And the question was asked in parliament. One person was sent, a CID man, to find out who are these Hare Krishnas. And 6 months time he gave resignation and joined Hare Krishna. One person, when I was in Marwadi marriage in Rajasthan, one person who was managing director of big company, he was connected with Ramakrishna Mission. And after seeing me, because I was in suited, booted in a marriage. So, but tilak, I always put, even up to Supreme Court, High Court, everywhere where I go always put tilak. So this gentleman, he says, "Oh, Maheshwari ji, oh, I'm so happy to see you, that you are connected with the Hare Krishna movement." Oh, my time. Actually, I have not touched even introduction. And within 5-10 minutes, I have to leave. I have to wind up. Anyhow, so this gentleman said, "We have heard so much against Hare Krishna movement. I'm very happy to see about. I mean, if you are interested to listen, bad thing about the movement, I can tell you so many things about Hare Krishna, which you, because I am their legal advisor, I know so many things what's going on inside. You know what? One day I read in the newspaper in Agra, newspaper, Jagran, Hare Krishna Mandir is been taken over by military at Vrindavan. So I said, so everybody was, there were 50 people, top people were all standing there. But I got an opportunity of preaching. Because we had to tell these guys something so they have become interested. When we go and preach in America, and husband and wife together, first of all you have to talk to the wife and make her happy. Tell her something. Otherwise she will not allow husband to talk even. That's the way Sankirtan is done in America. Oh, you are very beautiful. I give you ticket. You know, they collected money in America like this. Collected money. Putting a particular dress, white dress, and says, as soon as the couple got down from the car, I give you ticket. They get nervous. Ticket for what? Ticket means challan. $50 you have to pay. What? And the devotee will say, I give you ticket to wife. Your sari, your dress is wonderful. You are so beautiful. And then says, we run an institution teaching children, Gurukul. We collect money. And they gave money. First you have to, so I, anyhow, this Marwari gentleman, I said, Hare Krishna Mandir is, I said, why, but I have gone to Vrindavan, find out what, why this happened, why this paper is writing this. This is that the top person of military in Mathura, he came one day to our temple, and he was so much influenced, one Sharma. He was in charge of the Puri battalion, full battalion. And you see this, he liked it. And afterwards he asked, I want to bring all my people. So I said, all right, we will make arrangement for Prashad. We will do everything. They attended Mangal Arati. They took Prashad, attended everything. These rascal people, paper, you give them one bottle and 500 rupees, they will publish anything. They publish Hare Krishna Mandir is being taken over by military. They don't know what purpose these people came. That's the way paper writes the things. So after talking to them, I don't want to go in that detail. I was in New Vrindavan, Palace of Gold, millions of thousands of people were coming. And you know, 8 hours they will drive, 9 hours. Because New Vrindavan is center of America. And practically Indians, when their parents are coming, or everybody will visit. They will come 4 times. So 9 hours driving, 9 hours going back. Then they will say, we want to go and see Pittsburgh. There is a Hindu Jain temple. And there is another, you know, temple of Tirupati Balaji. We want to go there. I said, please give me 5 minutes time. 5 minutes. But we have to drive 8 hours, 9 hours. We have 9 hour drive. And again, we have to go there, this, that. They don't want to listen 5 minutes. Somehow or other, very highly educated, 4 or 5. Most of them are software engineers. Practically 90% of the people coming from South. They are South, all highly educated people. And professors and this, doctor means the engineers. I tell you, if you give me 5 minutes time, I will tell you the total philosophy of Sanatana Dharma, which Srila Prabhupada has given in his Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Tell us. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter, 15th verse, that I am the compiler of all the Vedas, and the total purpose of the Veda is to know me. And finally he says in 1866, surrender to me, Sarvadharman Partaje. So please, and what is the meaning of surrender? Surrender means you have not to give up your work. You have to not give up your biwi bachcha, family. Surrender means follow 4 instructions which Srila Prabhupada has given in Bhagavad Gita. Today you are making 1 and 1, 2. You are becoming miserable. But when you follow these 4 principles, you will make 1 and 1, 11, and you will be blissful. Tell us, what are those 4 principles of Bhagavad Gita? I mean, this is in Bhagavad Gita. You should have association of devotees. 18 chapter, 68 and 69 verse. I am not telling you anything of my own. It is written in Bhagavad Gita. B, don't read any book which is not coming in parampara. Because this science of God, Lord has given according to parampara. There are 600 commentaries in Bhagavad Gita. People are reading those Bhagavad Gita. What's happening? They are getting more and more involved in Maya. Bhakti means Jnana and Vairagya. Who is developing? So, parampara means this is the way. Again, all 9 slokas of Bhagavad Gita. From 1st to 9. Janma karma shame devyam yovetya tatva deyam panunru. And then explanation of that, because now I cannot talk more on that. I say, and I come here for paritana sadhunam vinasaya diskritam dharma sastar. I come for that purpose. So, read the book written by a devotee. Then you will understand the purpose of life. Third, chant the holy name of Lord. Then I quote all Gita, Bhagavatam, Vishnu Puran, Mr. Kalishantan Upanishad, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, this, everywhere, Quran, Bible, Granth Sahib, everywhere it is stated, chant the name of God. In Gita says 9:14, Satatam Kirtan Tumam, chant my name. From me comes intelligence, forgiveness, transference, and remembrance. And lastly, I tell them, D, eat food after offering to Lord. Yeah, we are vegetarian. Yeah. Krishna says in Gita, Yagishishtas Noshamte, Nathi 13, eat food after offering to Lord. Otherwise, whatever you are eating sin. Krishna says, Bhujyante te agham papam jo pachanta atmakaran. The people who are eating food without offering to me, they are eating. I'm time. Shyamanand Maharaj, kitne minute? 5 minutes. Okay. Finally, don't read Bhagavad Gita. Which we will suggest? I will say not suggest any book. When I told Los Angeles temple president, which book you will suggest to read? I said, no book of Prabhupada. They got shock of their life. What you are talking? No Prabhupada book? Yes. What you will suggest? Science of Self-Realization. Prabhupada has given lecture. Read that and you will understand everything. They immediately purchase Science of Self-Realization, and they say, all right, take Bhagavad Gita also. And finally, they are taking, this person took 5-6 books with him, took chanting like that. I told them, give us 5 minutes time. People are really ready. Because though people have been cheated so much by the people, they don't want to listen even. Vatsala Prabhupada has given, actually, we cannot even explain it properly. There are actually 45 things Prabhupada has given us. I cannot explain any things to you in unique thing. Srila Prabhupada is just like Sunday feast. People are coming in our movement because of the feast they are eating. But feast is not like this, coming here eating. And when I have gone to America, feast means the devotee will sit with the guest and talk to them about Krishna consciousness. And that's why they changed the people of the world. Means they became devotee. Sunday feast means Everybody is in temple who is devotee, they will sit with the guest. In that same way, this Prabhupada has given us, he scientifically, Darwin's theory, scientists, so many things Prabhupada has given. He changed the life of hippies. They became, the commissioner of police of Chicago said, how you can these drug people, they were all the time doing all nonsense. And you change the life of these people, what you have got? Read Science of Self-Realization, interview with commissioner, the Chicago commission, police head, 4G. And he says, I have little facility, this chanting of holy name of Lord and eating prasad. That can change the life of the people. If I have not chanted the holy name of Lord, I was going like hell. 105 degree fever. How to earn more money? But when you start chanting, you try, at least by the mercy of Lord, one day we become a normal 108.6. The fever otherwise, in the material world, more they will earn, more miserable they will be. That's the fever of 105, 106. They will die like there only. They are working like that cocoon, that, you know, that resam ka kida? What do you call it? Cocoon. He, throughout life, people are working without making any arrangement how to come out. That cocoon. He's doing everything for family, but it's not able. So Prabhupada has given, now Prabhupada wanted us to make the system. First he converted, means changed the life of these hippies, made them Brahman. He was criticized for that also. Why? How can you change this Malachya to Brahman? But actually Prabhupada's desire was now that how to bring Varnashram. Because 99% people are going to get married. And our success depends how to teach grastas that they can do their work. They can take care of their family. They can take care of job. But we have to tell them, please be satisfied. Baman Dev has said in Bhagavatam to Bali Maharaj, if a person is not satisfied whatever he has got, he will never be satisfied even if he'll get three worlds. People are not satisfied whether you are earning 5,000 or 10,000 at 1 lakh or 10 lakh. Nobody is satisfied. This Krishna consciousness is the only hope that we can ask people, please chant Hare Krishna. Take care of your family, but give quality time to Krishna. Not make ritual. When I discuss with one doctor, he says, what is the difference between ritual and spiritual? Because doctor, ritual means you go to temple. Ritual means the day you can give time to God, the way you give time to your profession, the day you give time to your family. The same way, if you can give time to God, then it is spiritual. Otherwise, once in a Janamashtami day, going in the temple and putting one money for some material advantage, it's a ritual. Until unless Prabhupada is teaching us how to make our life spiritual, means bhakti, living in grastha ashram. So our life is perfect, our work is perfect, our going to office is bhakti, our family having children is bhakti, and applying is bhakti in our life. Srila Prabhupada made things so simple to the world. He has given us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada has given us Krishna, Prabhupada has given us Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada has given us everything so that we can live in this material world. And finally, go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. I don't think there is time for question answer. So, Granthas Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement from the